It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. It's always a pleasure to have you listening. And as we head into the final half hour of the show for another week, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago we had a conversation with Randy Oplinger from the Division of Wildlife Resources, and a conversation meant really to get you ready for today, Free Fishing Day. So I wanted to revisit that with some of the do's and the don'ts, the concerns, but mostly just to encourage you to get out there and have a great time and make some memories with your loved ones. We're always a little concerned when we say Free Fishing Day that people think it's just a free-for-all at any of our fisheries in the state of Utah, and they need to know that you don't need a license, but you still have to follow the rules here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So Free Fishing Day, like you said, it's going to be June 8th this year, and that's the one day every year you don't need a fishing license to fish our waters here in the state. But you're also right that all the same rules and regulations in terms of numbers of fish that you're allowed to keep and the types of bait and tackle you can use still apply on Free Fishing Day.
But it does, I think, give people maybe more incentive to get out there that otherwise wouldn't, which surprises me a little bit when you consider that you're only spending $30 a year for a fishing license. However, something simple like this does tend to get more people out and maybe recharge their battery for getting the family or the grandkids or maybe even just themselves out to do some fishing they haven't done in a while.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, the fact that it's free, I think, provides a lot of people incentive to get out. And you know, us within the Division of Wildlife, we hold a lot of special events on Free Fishing Day, particularly geared toward kids and families, but they're really intended to encourage people to get out and fish.
Smith & Edwards has joined in. I just want to make sure we mention that because they're lending a big hand in this whole thing, right?
They really are. So there's a brand new pond community fishery. It's opened up pretty recently, kind of near Smith & Edwards up in Ogden. It's just a little bit west of the facility there off the freeway, but there's a pond there. They're a big sponsor of that pond, and it's one place where we're going to have a Free Fishing Day event. So it's going to run that Saturday from 8 to noon, and we're going to have fishing poles and all kinds of opportunity for people to get out and just try their hand at fishing. And again, it's particularly geared toward kids, so it's a good place for kids to go and catch some fish on that day.
Yeah, not only Free Fishing Day, but I notice it's a kids' fishing derby that'll be taking place. And I think we're talking about Lower Stillwater Pond.
We've got several places throughout the state that are having Free Fishing Day events. And another one is Lower Stillwater Pond. That's going to be out in the Uinta Basin. So that's an opportunity out that direction where, again, you know, we're going to have our biologists out there. We're going to put a bunch of fish in the water. Offer an opportunity for people to get out and just meet our staff and, you know, catch some fish. And you're right, that one's going to have a kids fishing derby that day.
Yeah, and I even noticed that out there at Lower Stillwater, Smokey Bear is actually supposed to be making an appearance. They really do try to make it fun for the kids. And I know there's a lot of volunteers that also come along to these things, like the one that's happening at Moose Pond, which is in the Flaming Gorge area out there in Manila, I think. There's one that's happening at Brian Head, a beginner's fishing workshop that'll be taking place. Is that also on the 8th? It is. 9 o'clock until noon. But so many volunteers come to help make sure these kids have a good fishing experience, which is great.
You know, we got volunteers making these great, good experiences. These volunteers are people who really know what they're doing fishing. So if you don't have experience fishing, you know, these are people who are going to help your kids tie knots and get their equipment all hooked up and put worms on the hook and that kind of thing. And you know, really, I think as the event comes out on our webpage, you'll see more information come out on the various Free Fishing Day activities we have throughout the state. Really, no two activities are the same. You know, I think they're all geared towards getting kids and families out fishing, but some provide poles, some don't provide poles, some provide food, some don't provide food. They're all a little bit different, but you'll be able to look on our webpage and see what's going on in your area. It can maybe give you an idea which event sounds right for you.
So we'll direct everybody to wildlife.utah.gov. I think we mentioned this, or we had this conversation before we jumped in. I don't want to confuse people with giving it too many places and too many different events that are going to be happening, because you may mix up some of the opportunities with different community ponds or something and then be disappointed when you get there. So wildlife.utah.gov. There was another thing, another reason we wanted to get together with you today, and that was to talk about this Western Native Trout Challenge. And for those in the state of Utah that may be familiar or at least heard of the Utah Cutthroat Slam, this kind of takes it not nationwide, but certainly around the West to other states and has some, I think, fun things for the adults to do, too.
So what this is it's basically a West-wide Native Trout Challenge. It's hosted by what's called the Western Native Trout Initiative. And what they are is they're kind of a consortium of various agencies throughout the West. So like the Division of Wildlife, for example, here in Utah is a partner. And we all work together towards conserving native trout species in the West. So what they're trying to do is kind of put something together, like you said, that's a lot like our Utah Cutthroat Slam, but the idea is to get people more familiar with native trout species and challenges. You know, you have to collect a certain or catch a certain number of species, but the thing they're looking for here is you to visit multiple states as you're catching those different species to maybe up the ante a little bit and make it more of a challenge. But in a lot of ways, it's a lot like our Utah Cutthroat Slam, which is more broad and involves more states and you having the opportunity to catch more species of fish.
Yeah, we're not just talking about Idaho or Wyoming or Nevada, but all the way up to Alaska. I know California is involved and Washington also involved along with New Mexico. So lots of great opportunities here. And it's just a reason, I guess, a catchy way for people to get out and, again, do more fishing. And it, you have to broaden your horizons a bit if you're missing some of these native trout on your list. You need to find a place where they actually live so you can go complete that challenge.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it forces you to broaden out. But, you know, another good purpose behind this, and this is kind of the main reason that we're sponsoring in the first place, is it's one of those things like our Cutthroat Slam where it has a registration fee. This one's a $25 registration fee to kind of get you into the program. But the great part is the bulk of the money. In the case of this program, it's 23 of those $25 go right back to the trout conservation activity. So it's kind of a fundraising thing, but it allows the Western Native Trout Initiative to put money on the ground to fund various projects. It just further improve trout populations throughout the West.
Well, and this isn't a thing that's got a start date and an end date to it, right? This is just a challenge that when you do have free time and you have the ability to get around, you can start checking off some of these species on your bucket list.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So you're not forced to catch, you know, six different trout species in four different states all in one year. You've got time to do it. So, you know, it gives people, as you're planning family vacations, for example, an opportunity to maybe plan something a little different every year, and maybe after a few years you complete the challenge. And I'm sure there's other people who are going to go gung-ho about this and try to get it done as fast as possible, but you know, but there's no time constraint. So if you want to take it slow and easy, you've got that opportunity with this challenge.
Yeah. Also, just want to remind everybody, you mentioned the $25 adult registration fee. It is free for those 17 and under. And the vast majority, 92% or 23 of that $25 goes toward helping conserve native trout populations for future generations to also enjoy. So it's a great cause.
Again, you know, we've got a number of species of native trout here in the Western United States. Some of them are in need of some help. They're, you know, running the risk of losing a lot of populations here on the landscape, and that money really goes back into helping us secure those populations and make sure that we have opportunities to catch them forever.
All right, Randy, we'll remind everybody to go to the website wildlife.utah.gov and check on the fishing page. You can just type into the search box Free Fishing Day and it'll bring up the information. But we're going to make it even easier for you than that. When we come back, Navidomskis will join me and we'll map out some of the places where you can take the kids today to have some fun. And we'll also talk fishing in the state of Utah as we wrap up the program coming up next. And welcome back as we get ready to wrap up the show here. Better late than never for a little fish bites information. And what better day to do it than on Free Fishing Day? And Navadomskis is still with us. Navi will be on the road next week over in Steamboat, Colorado, before hitting the European circuit for the next month or something. Let's talk about some of the specifics of Free Fishing Day. First of all, everybody needs to know that all the usual rules and regulations, as Randy was just telling us, do apply today. So hopefully everybody remembers that.
Well, mostly that you get to go fishing without a license.
Yeah.
And how good is that? Just find your place. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, just get to one of these local ponds. There's so many of them here that they're going to be there to help you. And look, it's about the kids. Everybody's, well, the fishing game wants people to learn how to fish, and people are intimidated about it. They don't know how to do it, and they don't know if it would be fun, and the only way to know is by doing it. So this Free Fishing Day is something that's been with us for, oh gosh, a couple decades. And it's been very successful. It's a national movement because there are fewer fishermen now than there ever were, and that number keeps going down. And the reason why is because people don't have, you know, the ability. And unless Grandpa taught you, you don't know how to do it. So they want to get people out there, and free is a good way to get them a first day.
You know, the other reason why I love doing this, and we used to go out on Free Fishing Day and actually do broadcasts here on KSL, but a lot of single moms come out because they're intimidated to take their kids out and do it, and it's a day when they know they're going to get some help. They're going to get some help, extra help with equipment, which they may not be able to afford. So for all of those reasons, it's a good idea to go out today. As I mentioned, though, it's going to be a little bit cooler temperature-wise, so just keep that in mind. Let's start.
That's good for the fishing, Tim, though. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and these ponds and areas have been stocked, too. The division doing what they can to make sure everybody has a successful day. Let's go from north to south, starting at Smith Park Pond. That's a mouthful. In far west up there in Weber County, they're going to get underway at 8 this morning and go until noon. And they do have some poles and tackle that will be provided, but you're welcome to bring your own gear, bring plenty of water and sunscreen, obviously. And the event is free, so keep that in mind at Smith Park Pond. Bountiful Pond, you're familiar with this one there in Woods Cross. They're going to have activities starting at 10 today.
You know, should we give the phone numbers there, Tim, of the people to call?
We could, but it's going to be so last minute this morning, I would say just get there.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Just get there, yeah. Hey, and people need to know that universally this is true. Kids love to fish. They love to get a fish on that rod. There's nothing better. It doesn't matter if they've ever done it or not. They're going to acclimate to it within a second. It's universally true. Kids love to fish. So if you don't know what to do, take them fishing.
Well, let me tell you, Bountiful Pond's really getting into it today. I know the conservation officers from the division will be there. Woods Cross police officers are going to be there to help beginning anglers bait their hooks and catch some fish.
They got pizza.
They got pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Fishing and pizza. What more fish? That's a kid attracted right there.
Yeah, just make sure you wash your hands first before you grab the pizza. 10 a.m. to noon today. Northeastern Utah, they're going to be out in Duchesne County at Lower Stillwater Pond in Hanna. That'll start at 9 this morning and go until 10 with lots of different activities. A kids' fishing derby going to take place at the event, and they'll have snacks and prizes there. Moose Pond in Manila is also on the list. And then as you head down south all the way to Iron County, Lake at the Hills, which I'm not all that familiar with, but I guess it's in Cedar City.
I don't know where that is either. I don't know where Moose Pond is in Manila. I just know where Flaming Gorge is.
Yeah. And I don't have directions there. Oh, here we go. Moose Pond is located about 8 miles off the Flaming Gorge Uintas National Scenic Byway, about 19 miles south of Manila. Folks in that part of the state are probably familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Lake at the Hills is in Cedar City. They'll be at it from 9 to noon this morning with activities. Free lunch is going to be provided. They'll have a drawing for prizes, courtesy of Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife, and you have to be there to win. Little Reservoir in Beaver is also looking forward to organized activities 9 to noon. And then it says community fishing ponds. If you can't attend one of the free events, another good option is to just fish at one of your community ponds across Utah. You're likely to have company on Free Fishing Day. Our hope is, anyway, that a lot of people will be out there enjoying the day with young kids, whether that's your own or whether it's grandkids.
You got Syracuse Pond, you got Steeds Pond, you have Farmington Pond, you have Kaysville Pond, all those community fisheries. You're going to have a lot of people there that are going to offer a lot of help.
Yeah.
So expect help and you're going to get it. Just bring the kids out. Don't worry about anything. Just get them there and it'll happen naturally.
Enjoy your time on a free fishing day. And Navi, enjoy your time in Steamboat. Rest up. You'll need it for that bicycle ride from Eiffel Tower over to London, Big Ben.
Well, there'll be a lot of food, a lot of carbs in between, I'm sure.
Attaboy. All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tim.
Don't go away. The KSL Greenhouse is coming up next. Maria Chaleos filling in today, and she'll be joined by Tom Bettis, of course, along with our friends from Harvest Right, right after the news at the top of the hour.